You've got five straight games here in St. Paul, and probably your last chance to really make a big push.
Yeah, I think we're just going to take it one game at a time here. No matter who we're playing, we're going to come out with the same mindset. You know, we got to work on good habits and hopefully get something rolling here down the stretch. So, yeah, I think we're just going to come in with a nice, good mindset, ready to work tonight.
How much do you have to remind yourselves that the San Jose team took you guys to the wire the last time they were here a few weeks ago?
Yeah, we talked about it this morning. I think Heinze said we didn't have the lead until like 3:59 in the third period there. So I think we definitely want to come out and hopefully take it to them early and get the lead early and then play with the lead.
And for you, just your comfort level, it just looks to me, Declan, watching you here and your time with the Wild, like game by game, you're getting more and more comfortable and you're doing more and more with your game.
Yeah, no, I think that's what it takes. It's just experience to be more comfortable here and in this league. And I find at any level, I need a good amount of experience to gain that confidence to make more plays and be more effective. So I think, I'm just getting more confident every game, and hopefully I can keep working on my game.
Starting goalie tonight.
Gustafson.
You had mentioned yesterday, Marat.
One of the two.
Yeah. You had mentioned Marat was going to be in line. What are your lines looking like? Is he in or is he out?
He's in. We're still toying around a little bit with the combinations because there is another questionable forward from an injury perspective, but Marat will be in the lineup tonight.
Ek and Brodin both good to go?
Ek and Brodin will be in the lineup tonight.
Brodin specifically, you've had a chance not to be here for 4 months. You probably saw him from the other side. What's it been like to get to know him as a player, the value he brings to your roster?
Yeah, I think Brodes is a kind of, when you coach against him, you realize, you know the good players on the other teams, but coaching him every day, and he's not the flashiest of defensemen, but I think when you look in the guts of his game, he's as valuable as any defenseman probably to any team. I mean, he's a great skater, very good defender, moves the puck well, can contribute offensively. And to me, that's probably been most impressive is, he doesn't seem like the biggest guy and things like that. But when you see his ability to play against top players, the McDavids, guys like that, Rhodes is as good as I've seen, as good as I've had the opportunity to coach. So he's an excellent player, and he's a key member of the team in a lot of key situations.
What have you thought of Marat so far as he's kind of evolved in this? I know usually rookies come in and they have a big jump and they kind of take a little bit of a dip eventually. Like, what have you seen kind of with his play?
I've seen some consistency in areas. I would say probably the big thing with Marat is I think you notice him in the faceoff circle. I think he battles and competes there and is good on faceoffs. I think you can see more and more he's getting comfortable in the league and the difference in the NHL of just playing in confrontation a lot and just limited time and space than you have in the KHL and on the bigger ice sheet. You're starting to see more and more, I think, his instincts for the game. Just, penalty kill, we're working him in on that, where there seems to be some natural reads and understanding of what you're trying to do quickly. I think you've seen spurts of his speed and his puck skills. And I also think that there's, I think, spurts or two of where you see his competitiveness and ability to win battles and play in confrontational situations and come out on top. I think that's probably the biggest adjustments you've seen with him. And now I think it's just the more opportunities he gets to play and coach him in certain areas where you want to see some things get better. But also, you see pockets of, I think, the player he can eventually become.
Seems like Gus has made a couple of good starts in a row. Like, you're starting to see kind of what you were used to seeing, I guess, most of last year, last couple of starts.
Yeah, I think his last two starts were really good. I think his practices have been better. When he hit that little stretch where Flower kind of took the reins for a bit, Freddie and I talked with Gus, and Gus himself just, Flower's playing at a high level and he's going to get the majority of the games right now, but we need two goalies down the stretch, which I've said all the way through, and I think I've seen a different level of competitiveness in him, in his practice habits, how he's competing in practice, getting himself ready for games, wanting the net back, and then when he's getting his opportunity, the last two opportunities to play, he certainly made a case for himself to get the start tonight.
Do players sometimes need kind of that jolt? Not saying like a wake-up call, but I guess he had a really good year last year and has got the contract and, you know, wants to be a number one guy. But sometimes do those struggles or seeing a guy kind of take the net kind of serve as one of those kind of a jolt for a guy that get that competitive?
Yeah, I think it happens for every player. I think that's the challenge of this league, and it's also part of, I think, coaching is working with guys and understanding when if their game isn't at a certain level, why is it not? And then trying to communicate that with them and set out clear expectations of what you feel needs to be a little bit better. And then, you know, normally the players are receptive, I think, to that type of communication, direct feedback of what a player needs to do, or even if things are going really well, why they're going well. And I think Gus has handled this situation well. He's still a young goaltender. And, you know, as you said, he had a good year, and, you know, now he comes into this year trying to be the, you know, for sure clear-cut number one. And I've even seen it in my experiences with Saros, going from Pekka Rinne to Saros, and him going through those things of how you have to practice and manage yourself and the consistency level you need to have to be a starter in the league, and some intricacies that, you know, he also needed to work on, and it's no different with Gus. The thing I really like about it is Gus's response to the challenge and to the situation is exactly what you want from a player.